It's no secret that the housing situation in Whistler is objectively terrible, with some rentals going for as high as $5,500 a month for a one-bedroom apartment and 90% of Whistlerites not being able to afford a market home. While the increased cost of housing is attributable to several complex factors, one of the main factors impacting the local housing market is the lack of supply. Fortunately, several significant employee and private housing projects are proceeding through the rezoning process at the Resort Municipality of Whistler, RMOW, this year, with a couple already in the construction stage. If completed, these housing developments could see hundreds of new bed units added to Whistler's housing stock over the next few years. Housing projects completing construction in 2023: Chicamas Crossing Phase 2, Lot 1 Buildings. Starting off the list is some positive news. The first two buildings in Chicamas Crossing Phase 2, at 1340 and 1360 Mount Fee Road, have finally been completed and are ready for occupancy. These two four-story buildings are employee ownership restricted and hold 46 and 54 units, respectively, working out to 100 units and 184 individual bed units. Meanwhile, nearly all the nearby River Run lots that funded the project have sold, providing the Whistler 2020 Development Corporation, WDC, with significant income to pay off construction debts early. Several River Run lots are currently in the permitting process. The 23 lots will house a mixture of single-family dwellings and duplexes. Projects starting construction in 2023: Chicamas Crossing Phase 2, Lot 2 Buildings. Following on the heels of the first two buildings in Lot 1 of Chicamas Crossing Phase 2, the WDC hopes to get all the permitting approved and begin construction on two more buildings in the neighborhood on the adjacent Lot 2 in early spring and summer this year. The two buildings will house 78 new employee-restricted rental units, 30 in an initial three-story building and 48 in a second four-story building. Once complete, the rental building should take some pressure off of the Whistler Housing Authority waitlist, which as of September 2022 contained 486 names. Glacier 8 Development. A new six-story, 66-unit Whistler Blackcomb, WB, employee housing building will likely start construction later this spring after the project received a development permit at the February 21 Whistler Council meeting. Located in the Glacier Staff Housing Complex at the base of Blackcomb Mountain, the development will add 240 beds for staff, helping the company house more of its 4,000-plus Whistler employees. About 30% of WB's workforce currently resides in staff housing. The project, first proposed in 2018, saw minimal revisions throughout the zoning process. However, the approval comes with a few key requirements, such as funding for bus service instead of additional parking. Approved, but construction hasn't started. Lilwat Function Junction Development. The Lilwat Nations Function Junction project is a significant mixed-use development proposed for the corner of Alpha Lake Road and Highway 99 in the Function Junction neighborhood. The project, which received approval from the RMOW on February 8, 2022, will see the construction of 48 employee housing units, 184 total bed units, a service station and a brewery. First proposed in 2017 on land acquired by the nation as part of the Olympic Legacy Land Agreement, the project has seen significant alterations over the last 6 years, including tripling the number of employee housing units from 18 to 48. No timeline has been set on when construction will begin. Nordic Development. Another approved project that has yet to announce a construction date is the Nordic Townhome Development, which was issued a development permit in August of last year. Located at 2077 Garibaldi Way, the development includes 20 townhomes, 14 of which are restricted for Whistler employees, providing 86 bed units. The project has seen considerable revisions since it was first proposed in 2017, shrinking from a four-story, 74-unit employee rental development spread over three separate buildings to the current 20-unit project. The housing proposal faced opposition from neighborhood residents due to the size of the project and concerns about the lack of available parking. Proposed housing projects still in zoning. White Gold Affordable Housing Project. The White Gold Affordable Housing Project, located on the corner of Nancy Green Drive and Highway 99 on what is currently a flat gravel parking lot, passed second reading last September. An online public hearing followed at the end of November, which drew mixed reactions as a significant number of residents, primarily from the neighboring Fitzsimmons Walk complex, came out against the project. First proposed in 2018 as a 65-unit employee-only rental building, the project has shrunk considerably over the last 5 years. The development now proposes a three-story, 36-rental unit building with half of the units offered below market rates to account for rapidly rising inflation. In total, there will be 99 bed units. 5298 Alta Lake Road. Located near the shores of Neeta Lake, at 5298 Alta Lake Road, the Neeta Lake mixed-use development aims to build 43 units of housing, 21 of which would be reserved for Whistler employees. The remaining 22 units will be half-market tourist accommodation and residential market units. The development will add 88 bed units of market housing and 72 bed units of employee housing. Like others on the list, the development has changed significantly since first proposed in 2018, with the number of units increasing. Many residents have come out against the project, citing traffic, environmental concerns, and density issues. However, Whistler's previous council backed the development. Whistler Mountain Ski Club. Another development that has taken a long time to make its way through the rezoning process is an employee housing proposal from the Whistler Mountain Ski Club, WMSC. WMSC proposes a three-unit, employee-restricted rental housing development located at 2028 Rob Boyd Way. The three units will consist of 2 one-bedroom units and 1 dorm-style apartment with 9 beds. While the employee housing development is considerably smaller than the other projects on this list, it is notable for a smaller organization building housing for its employees. Northlands. The Northlands development remains one of the largest items on the municipal work plan for 2023, encompassing up to 832 bed units over a 5.8-hectare site. Located at 4500 Northlands Boulevard, north of Whistler Village, the parcel is the last sizable undeveloped land in the heart of Whistler. The development is undergoing a unique enhanced rezoning process to consider the scale of the project and the various alternative design proposals. The RMOW is heading into the third phase of its consultation phase. The results from the second phase of public consultation indicate that most residents want to see the development prioritize employee housing, recreational facilities, healthcare, and green space. Wedge Woods Expansion. While not in Whistler's boundaries proper, the Wedge Woods exurb, located 15 minutes north of town, is also experiencing significant growth, with a notable expansion proposal on the Squamish-Lillooet Regional District, SLRD, books. If approved, the Wedge Woods Phase 7 development would open 18 new lots over 62.87 acres to develop single-family dwellings, 12 of which will be market stratas, with 6 sold below market rate, aimed toward local employees. Under the current proposal, all the new lots must have a secondary suite or auxiliary dwelling unit in addition to the main house. These dwellings will be subject to occupancy requirements and covenanted to ensure long-term rentals. This requirement follows a similar aim of proposed changes that would allow all 108 lots in the neighborhood to have both a secondary suite and carriage home, potentially adding hundreds of new bed units if approved. Is this list missing something? Got an addition? Email editor Braden Dupuis, edit@peaknewsmagazine.com.